Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
He seems to be completely unreceptive. The tests I gave him show no sense at all.
Every time we talk to Coach Q, we have the Who come in and play live, as you know. I'd like to thank the boys for being here. He loves the Who, and we love Coach Q. And, of course, Coach Q is always sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. Dave, I don't know if you know this. They're not just a wing joint. It's a way of life.
So I hear.
Yes. And, you know, Dave, I never let you ask the first question. You have to ask the first question today. Let's go to Coach Q and Dave Ennett. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you doing?
I don't want to put any pressure on you, but Ennett's about to fire away. Dave, whenever you're ready.
All right. Let's look ahead to tomorrow night. You go back at it. You're going for three in a row, playing Minnesota. Does it carry any greater significance because of where you both are in the standings?
No, it's a huge game. I mean, you look at them. They play tonight, and they still get three games on us. And obviously, you know, whether you're going to be four back or five, six, we'll see. But certainly, we got to look at it as we got an opportunity here where we can close that gap and see where we go from there. But it's a huge game. You know, they've got a little bit of a run on us as well in the regular season, so we want to stop that run as well. So there's importance to how we play. We felt on the last road trip we had three solid games, a couple of real big wins for us as well. And we're going to need our A game. They're playing as good as anybody has all year, along with Washington. To me, they're the two top teams, and it'll be a good test as well.
Yeah, how big was that win over Dallas on Saturday night? Because of the way that game went, it had so many ebbs and flows.
Yeah, it was we did a lot of good things in that game. I thought we, had the lead. You know, find a way, a big shift right after they scored to Kanner scores the equalizer, and we take it to the net on the fourth one with a nice finish by our TVR, and then all of a sudden, we come up with a huge comeback win in the third, where we've had some trouble holding leads recently, but good responses in our last two games with the tight games and finding a way to come up with points that we probably had a different January than we've had in the past, where we had five games where we didn't come up with any points. So it's I think that's the ground we lost with Minnesota, and we're trying to recapture that.
And this stretch of five on the road will continue. Look, I know with the Olympics in or out, it gets a little funky. And then, there are things schedule-wise that the NHL has that are unique to other places. But do you get frustrated at all with the way the scheduling breaks out? Because it seems like, this stretch of five road games now, of course, the circus trip's not going to be an issue going forward. I don't know. It just seems like the schedule could be a little more cohesive. Or is that just a fan talking like a fan?
And we broke up this trip there in two three-game segments there, and then so it's the way it is. And I think that coming out of the All-Star break, and we're going into our break, so it's it gives us a chance to get back to basically having a little bit of balance in our home and away scheduling. Now we got a plus seven going into this, and now we come back and gets us close to getting even now. And we've got a real busy March. This February here is kind of a little bit of a lighter schedule with a couple of breaks, and hopefully we can take advantage of it. We got Edmonton going into it and Edmonton coming out of it, so it'll be those are the real good tests as well. And we got a Winnipeg team that has our number coming up on this trip, so we got three tough games going into it, and we want to make sure that we try to find a way to get some points here and finish in a positive way.
Joe, a little bit off track here, but I just wonder, when you're watching a Super Bowl like we saw on Sunday.
You're assuming you watched it.
If you watched it.
Yeah.
Well, 117 million people watched it.
Yeah.
Do you have a greater appreciation when you see a performance like that, since you've been part of teams able to respond under pressure, the 17 seconds down 3-1 to the Red Wings or the Ducks, and you see a team like the Patriots who kind of do the same thing?
Well, the composure they had when they're down, when they had that turnover, and then all of a sudden they look at it and they're down by 19. Okay, if we kick a field goal here, we still got a chance at two 8-pointers coming up, and And the way they did it meticulously, they didn't, they just kept grinding it out, found a way their defense came up large. And so there's an appreciation, not just for, Tom Brady and the players, but Bill Belichick having his team staying with it, finding ways to overcome some serious obstacles. I don't think anybody thought that they had a chance there, and me included. But they stuck with it. It was an amazing game. It was an unbelievable comeback. Give them all the credit in the world. I don't think anybody could foresee that time remaining the way the game was
insane
played, that you could come back.
No, it was absolutely nuts. It was insane. Who's the Tom Brady of hockey? Any era, the guy that you absolutely never count out. He's viciously competitive and has the ability to pull his team together and maybe make something like that happen. Maybe you played with him, maybe you didn't.
Well, I think Taser and Kaner are pretty good.
Yeah, so do I. Here.
These guys are, the bigger the game, the bigger the setting, the bigger the stage, they find ways to overcome it. And, the team rallies around them and they find a way to be the best they can in big moments.
Taser's
bigger than what we saw on Sunday.
Taser, let me tell you how competitive Taser is. So I go to the Blackhawks Christmas party. I'm saying hi to some people, and I'm walking over to my table, and Taser needed a chair for his table, and just when I sat down, he pulled it out from under me. That's how competitive he is. We were even fighting over chairs.
Hey, Coach, are you at all worried, speaking of, entertainment, are you at all worried that Campbell and Panarin might be going Hollywood with their new award-winning show, Soup in a Sandwich?
I haven't seen it yet, but...
Oh, what you're missing.
Oh, its third installment was out last week.
Yeah. We'll have to tune in.
No, I don't know that you should. I think they both might end up with less playing time. It's nothing about you. It's just when you watch them, you go, wow, grown men.
I think it's cute.
Oh, it's very funny.
Yeah.
It's very funny and very stupid, which is one of the reasons I responded to it. Coach, how would you break down the Lady Gaga halftime show? What did you think of that?
I thought it was very entertaining. I think she put on an amazing show. It was fun to watch.
She was something else. All right, injuries. Who's healthy? Who's not healthy? What do we need to worry about?
Well, I think Michael Roosevelt right now is on the mend, and other than that, touch wood here, we should be have a full complement here today, and everybody ready to go on this trip.
Goalie situation, still like the way Crow's looking?
He's been all right. I mean, I think across the board, our goaltending has been fine. I think it was outstanding going into, the first couple of months, and it's still very good. And we're going to need him to be great here as we go along here.
It's been a rough week for your profession in the National Hockey League. I know Ken Hitchcock, longtime colleague of yours, was let go in this morning. I presume you've heard that Claude Julien was relieved of his duties by the Boston Bruins.
Yep. Yeah, it's a negative in our business, and it's one of those things that happen. And, I think we're all aware that it's one of the negatives that we deal with as coaches. And Claudie did a great job. Hitch did an outstanding job as well. And, I think that's how the league is like that this year. It's like everybody is so close and it's so competitive, and everybody has different expectations, but both guys should be proud of the job they've done, and their careers have been outstanding as well.
No doubt about it. The second most winningest coach in the history of the National Hockey League, because honestly, who's going to catch Scotty? But we love what Coach Q does every single time he gets out there, straps on the tie, and starts growling at everybody. That's the best. And we look forward to seeing you before the month's over, because you got a couple of home games to end of February.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Good.
Thanks, Coach. Talk to you later.